92 points. The NASDAQ down 363. The S&P 500 down 84. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka. The time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. That will be immediately followed by the results of the latest NPR PBS News Marist poll, digging into what Americans think of President Donald Trump and his policies. Spoiler alert, his approval ratings are falling. We will find out by how much coming up shortly here on KPR. At quarter four, we are going to learn more about a new project involving Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City, which is building entire neighborhoods of affordable housing in Kansas. The nonprofit is now using a real estate tool known as a community land trust. The reason they're doing that is to make sure those homes remain affordable forever.
Our goal and our hope is to continue to develop at this larger scale so we can serve and partner with more families to obtain affordable homeownership.
How community land trusts work, how they can help lower barriers to housing. Dylan Lyson has the story, and it's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Manhattan. The time is 3:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition with Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Abilene. The time is 3:30.
News. I'm Mike Hayes in Mount Laurel.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas House passed a resolution yesterday calling for a constitutional convention on term limits for members of Congress. That's according to WIBW-TV. If the state Senate passes that resolution, Kansas would become the 13th state to call for the convention, according to the group U.S. Term Limits. It would take two-thirds of the states, that's 34, to convene a constitutional convention under Article 5 of the Constitution. Currently, there are no limits on the number of terms U.S. senators and representatives can serve. Presidents, however, are limited to two terms. Survivors of sexual abuse by a Kansas chiropractor are now asking state lawmakers to prevent people convicted of serious crimes from being released on bond. Last year, a state court judge found Clark Peterson guilty on dozens of counts of rape and other sexual offenses against former clients. But the judge allowed Peterson to walk out of the courtroom while waiting for sentencing. Elizabeth Jankard, one of the women Peterson abused, said that caused unnecessary risk.
Essentially allowing him one more opportunity to commit the crimes of which he had just been convicted of 51 times.
The bill would bar judges from releasing people before sentencing for many drug and non-drug offenses. Less serious felonies would not be included. Spreading flu cases in Kansas have been causing closures and restrictions. Hayes Medical Center has imposed limits on visitors because of the flu. KWCH reports the hospital is asking anyone who doesn't feel well or who is under the age of 12 not to visit. And masks must be worn by all visitors in the ICU, the birth center, and the cancer unit. Meanwhile, classes are canceled for the rest of the week in the Center School District in Marion County. District officials say more than 20% of the students are currently out sick, and substitute teachers are unavailable because many are either sick themselves or they're staying home with sick children. The CDC confirms influenza activity in Kansas is currently elevated. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes
from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The cost of housing in Kansas continues to rise, and many lower-income residents are struggling to buy a home. But a new type of affordable housing aims to help fill that gap. As Dylan Lyson reports, Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City is building entire neighborhoods with a tool that makes homes cheaper to purchase.
On the southern edge of Olathe in Johnson County, Mara Hedy expects to finish the remaining Olathe homes by the end of the year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Olathe.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Stay with us. Coming up, news headlines at 4:01. Then at 4:06, the president is threatening military action against Iran if he doesn't get a nuclear deal. Analysts say it's not clear if Iran will capitulate. Two sides meet for negotiations tomorrow. That could be pretty stressful. We will tell you all about it coming up on KPR. It's 64 degrees in Manhattan, 62 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
Or lose them on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition. Get you caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Public and national libraries on AI's impact and evolving priorities. The survey can be explored at clarivate.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org.
It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Topeka. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always, always online at kansaspublicradio.org, streaming all around the world.
Support for KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will get you an update of news headlines in just about 11 minutes. That's going to happen at 4:30. Then at 4:36, turmoil continues at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis. This week, another attorney was removed from a special assignment dealing with immigration cases after she told a judge she hates her job and she asked to be held in contempt so she could get some sleep. What is that about? We will look into it coming up on KPR. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour celebrates 30 years on the air, February 27th and 28th in Lawrence, and you are invited. We hope you'll join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. It is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low in the mid-20s. It is 62 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is February, folks. 64 degrees in Topeka. The time is 4:20.
Polls do show disapproval of immigration agents, but would abolish ICE as a slogan work any better than defund the police? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. It is 62 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Emporia, 61 in Chanute. It is 4:30.
To the paper's local desk, firing all staff photographers, and the shuttering of its sports department. For NPR News, I'm Alex Coma in Washington, D.C.
Well, stocks fell across the board on Wall Street today with sharp drops in technology stocks. The NASDAQ down 363 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Hundreds of pharmacists gathered at the State House in Topeka yesterday to advocate for themselves and for their patients. KSNT reports state lawmakers are now considering several pharmacy-related bills this session. One would change the way pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, are regulated in the state. Some local pharmacists say PBMs currently set reimbursement prices so low they often lose money on prescriptions. Survivors of sexual abuse by a Kansas chiropractor are asking state lawmakers to prevent people convicted of serious crimes from being released on bond. Last year, a state court judge found Clark Peterson guilty on dozens of counts of rape and other sexual offenses against former clients. But the judge allowed Peterson to walk out of the courtroom while waiting for sentencing. Elizabeth Jankard, one of the women that Peterson abused, said that caused unnecessary risk.
Essentially allowing him one more opportunity to commit the crimes of which he had just been convicted of 51 times.
The bill would bar judges from releasing people before sentencing for many drug and non-drug related offenses. Less serious felonies would not be included. Kansas lawmakers are now considering a bill supporters hope will put the brakes on excessive speeding. Under the bill, anyone caught speeding at 35 miles an hour or more above the posted speed limit could be charged with reckless driving. That's a much more serious offense than a speeding ticket and could even result in jail time. KWCH reports excessive speeding accounts for approximately a third of all traffic fatalities across the United States. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s, winds coming out of the west. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the mid-20s. Highs in the upper 40s for Saturday, but the temperatures bounce right back up on Sunday with a high around 60 into the upper 60s on Monday. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
Brogdon, join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. And we're always streaming both KPR 1 and KPR 2 at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll have an update of news headlines for you at 5:01. Then at 5:06, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents used to steer clear of sensitive places like hospitals.
It's always been a policy to be like, we're not going to do this because we regard these places as fundamental to human existence.
Now ICE is arresting people near hospitals, and that's been scaring patients away from getting the medical care they need. That story and much more still to come on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader's Next Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more taking place at the Lawrence Public Library Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight, highs in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, it is 64 degrees in Manhattan, 64 in Abilene, 60 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up at 5:01, just 1 minute away. It's 5 o'clock.
.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Expecting a low in the mid-30s tonight, highs in the lower 50s tomorrow. It's 60 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and it's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. That's immediately followed by an overview of the latest NPR PBS News Marist poll revealing what Americans think of the president and his policies. Then, at 5:45, I'm going to learn about an innovative tool that Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City has been using to try to build entire neighborhoods and make those homes less expensive to purchase. This is a tool that hasn't really been used in this way before. It's a well-known real estate tool. We'll tell you what it is coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
We hope you'll help us celebrate 30 years of shaken, not stirred music as KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend, February 27th and 28th. The weekend packed with parties, seminars, live music as well, of course, including the jet setter jazz of Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, all you need to do is visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. It's a great way to get caught up on the very latest news. You never know what's going to happen overnight. Let NPR and KPR worry about it. Just get up. We'll tell you what's happening. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting the Music of Love, featuring a lineup of music for Valentine's weekend, as well as dinner and wine pairings, Friday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Kemper Museum. More kcchamberorchestra.org.
News headlines coming up next. We start things off with national and international news. The time is 5:30.
Lower across the board today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas House passed a resolution yesterday calling for a constitutional convention on term limits for members of Congress. That's according to WIBW-TV. If the state Senate passes the resolution, Kansas would become the 13th state to call for the convention. According to the group U.S. Term Limits, it takes two-thirds of the states, that would be 34, to convene a constitutional convention under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. Currently, there are no limits on the number of terms U.S. Senators and representatives can serve. Presidents, however, are limited to two terms. Preliminary numbers show 96 Johnson County, Kansas residents died by suicide last year, up from 66 the prior year. Johnson County officials say those statistics are generally in line with recent years, but they have several areas they'd like to focus on, like increasing gun safety or reducing racial disparities and gender-based stigmas. Health Department Director Charlie Hunt says it's also important to learn more about the many factors that can lead up to a suicide.
We can learn a lot about kind of who, what, where, when, and how, but not necessarily why. Taking a step back is looking further upstream. What are those factors that are increasing the risk for people dying by suicide?
Stress, pain, and loneliness are especially important considerations for older people, experts say. Preliminary findings show more than 80% of county residents who died by suicide in 2025 were male. If you are in crisis and need help, dial 988 to get in touch with the National Suicide and Crisis Helpline. Spreading flu cases in Kansas are causing closings and restrictions. Hayes Medical Center has imposed limits on visitors because of the flu. KWCH reports the hospital is asking anyone who doesn't feel well or is under the age of 12 to not visit, and masks must be worn by all visitors in the ICU, birth center, and cancer unit. Meanwhile, classes were canceled for the rest of the week in the Center School District in Marion County. District officials say more than 20% of students are currently out sick, and substitute teachers are unavailable because many are either sick themselves or staying home with sick children. This is KPR. It's 5:35.
NPR comes from this station.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The cost of housing in Kansas continues to rise, and many lower-income residents struggle to buy a home. But a new type of affordable housing is aiming to help fill that gap. As Dylan Lyson reports, Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City is building entire neighborhoods using a tool that makes homes cheaper to purchase.
On the southern edge of Olathe,
one of many, many more developments like this through Habitat in Johnson County.
Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City expects to finish the remaining Olathe homes by the end of the year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Olathe.
Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Many other frequencies scattered around the state thanks to the contributions of listeners just like you. If the Public Media Project is something you would be interested in supporting, we would be glad to have you as a member. All you need to do is visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and click on the word support. And thank you so much.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Stay tuned, a whole nother hour and 10 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We will be talking about possible military action against Iran. We will also talk more about housing affordability. All of that coming up in the next 30 minutes plus, a look at what's topping the pop charts here on KPR. It is 10 minutes before 6.
Some Democrats favor the campaign slogan, Abolish ICE. Does that slogan gain votes or lose them? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for the latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. A great way to start off your day. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.